Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Five kings, including the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, grew tired of serving under Chedorlaomer, and they rebelled. So Chedorlaomer gathers together his forces and he goes up against these rebellious cities and he beats the tar out of them, and then he takes the people off, carries off the people and all of their earthly possessions. One problem turns out to be kind of a big problem. Abram's nephew, Lot, happens to be living in Sodom at the time. And when Abram hears what has taken place, he gathers together his forces, 318 men, gathers them together, and he goes out to rescue Lot and his relatives. And Abram was successful. And he recovered all the people and all of the stuff, and he brought them back. That's the end of the text. But it's not the end of the story, just the beginning, as a matter of fact. Because as Abram comes back with all the people and all the stuff, all the spoils that go along with winning, he is met by a shadowy and interesting figure by the name of Melchizedek. And Melchizedek brings out to him bread and wine and serves as a priest to Abram in the midst of his rejoicing, his thanksgiving, and his celebration. Listen. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Who is this guy? I mean, everybody wants to know. Who is this man? His name, Melchizedek, means king of righteousness. He's the king of Salem, king of peace. He is a priest of the Most High God, and he doesn't have a birth certificate or a death certificate. Who is this guy? You know, we know more about Melchizedek from the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament than we know about him from the entire Old Testament. Who is he? Melchizedek is God's mediator. God sends Melchizedek out to Abram to be a mediator between himself and Abraham. Because you see, even though Abram is an important guy, and even though Abram is rich, and even though Abram is powerful, and even though Abram is faithful, Abram still needs a mediator between himself and God. And so Melchizedek brings him bread and wine and blesses him, and Abram gives a tenth of everything to God through Melchizedek, the mediator. See, man has always needed a mediator, someone to stand between him and God, someone to deliver God's gifts to him, someone to forward his gifts to God, a mediator. In the wilderness of Sinai, Moses is a mediator between the people of Israel and God. Moses brings down God's words and God's instructions from the mountain to the people. The people respond. They build a tabernacle in order that God might dwell in their midst. And then the Lord God instructs Moses also in the wilderness to establish the priesthood along with the high priest, who will be the mediator between God and the people, even as he goes behind the curtain to put the blood of the sacrifice on the atonement cover for the sins of the people. Man needs a mediator. And all of these mediators in the Old Testament, each one of them opens our eyes that we might more clearly see the mediator of the New Testament. In Melchizedek, we see the priest after the order of Melchizedek, Jesus. In Moses, we see the prophet like Moses, the prophet after the order of Moses, Jesus. In the high priest, we see that great and final high priest, Jesus. God has sent his mediator unto us. Jesus Christ is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who brings us the gifts of God. He brings to us not merely bread and wine, but also his body and blood given and shed for you on a tree. He is the high priest, the final and greatest high priest, who goes behind the curtain, not with the blood of goats, but with his own holy, precious blood to anoint the atonement cover for the sins of all the people for all time, once and for all. He is the one who brings down God's word and sacraments from on high and establishes God's dwelling place with man in this place, in order that one day we shall be established in our dwelling place with God in the courts of heaven. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our mediator, the one who stands between us and God, the one who reunites us with God with his very blood. Man's always needed a mediator. And Jesus Christ was, is, and remains forever our King of righteousness, our King of peace, our great high priest, our Lord, our God, our mediator. In his name, amen.